Hallå och välkomna till avsnitt 5. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Mowgli Swedish course. Last time we had a first part of a dialogue, and today we're going to take the second part. So first we're just going to listen to the first part to get the context, and then we'll continue with the second part. And the keywords for the second part is svenska tjejer, which means Swedish girls, and utlänning, which means foreigner, utlänning. All right, so the first part of the dialogue is when Mowgli is on the tram and he asks this guy if where he should hop off. Okay, so let's take the first part of the dialogue. Ursäkta, vilken hållplats är avenyn?
Hoppa av direkt vid Valand.
Tack.
Du är inte härifrån, va?
Nej, jag är från människobyn. Jag kom hit igår.
Jaha, du pratar bra svenska.
Tack, jag har övat mycket. And that was the first part, and so let's take the second and new part. And this is the other guy who's replying.
Vad ska du göra på avenyn?
Jag ska hitta en svensk tjej att ta med mig till mitt hotell.
Haha, jaså. Tror du att det blir så lätt?
Alla svenskare tjejer är lätta, eller hur?
Haha, nej. Men du är utlänning. De kanske tände på det.
Jag hoppas det. Nu ska jag gå av. Hej då. All right. Okay, so let's break this down. And first is, vad ska du göra? What are you going to do? Literally, what should you do, or what are you going to do? That is actually the literal translation. Vad ska du göra? Repeat after me. Vad ska du göra? På avenyn. On avenyn. On the avenue. På avenyn. Vad ska du göra på avenyn? What are you going to do on avenyn? Jag ska hitta. I'm going to find. Jag ska hitta. En svensk. A Swedish. En svensk. Tjej. Girl. Tjej. Att ta. To take. Att ta. Med mig. With me. Med mig. Till mitt hotell. To my hotel. Till mitt hotell. Jag ska hitta en svensk tjej att ta med mig till mitt hotell. I'm gonna find a Swedish girl to take with me to my hotel. Ja, haha, jaså. Haha, oh really? Haha, jaså. Tror du att? Do you think? Literally, do you think that? No, not really. Do you think that? Tror du att? Det blir. That will be. Det blir. Så lätt. That easy. Så lätt. Haha, jaså. Tror du att det blir så lätt? Oh, really? You think that will be that easy? Alla. All. Alla. Svenska tjejer. Swedish girls. Svenska tjejer. Är lätta. Are easy. Är lätta. Eller hur? Right? Eller hur? Alla svenska tjejer är lätta, eller hur? All Swedish girls are easy, right? Haha, nej. Haha, no. Haha, nej. Men du är. But you are. Men du är. Utlänning. Foreigner. Utlänning. Haha, nej, men du är utlänning. No, but you're a foreigner. De kanske. They maybe. Literally, maybe they. Oh no, in English you say maybe they will blah blah blah. But in Swedish you say they maybe. De kanske. Tänder. Get turned on. Literally, this is the verb to light, like to light a candle, tända ett ljus. So this is the verb you use for getting turned on. Tänder. På det. By that. Literally on that. På det. De kanske tände på det. Maybe they get turned on by that. Jag hoppas det. I hope so. Literally, I hope that. Or I hope it. jag hoppas det. Nu ska jag av. Now I'm hopping off, and literally this is pretty weird because it means like now going to I off. So it's pretty weird, but you say it like this. Nu ska jag av. Hej då. Bye. Hej då. Jag hoppas det. Nu ska jag av. Hej då. I hope so. Now I'm getting off. Bye. All right. So now when we've gone through this, I'm gonna read this last part of the dialogue slow once, and then in normal conversation speed. Okay. So again, now it starts with the other guy on the tram. Vad ska du göra på Avenyn? Jag ska hitta en svensk tjej att ta med mig till mitt hotell. Haha, jaså. Tror du att det blir så lätt? Alla svenska tjejer är lätta, eller hur? Haha, nej.
Men du är utlänning. De kanske tänder på det. Jag hoppas det. Nu ska jag av. Hej då. Alright, just normal once again. Vad ska du göra på Avenyn? Jag ska hitta en svensk tjej att ta med mig till mitt hotell. Haha, jaså. Tror du att det blir så lätt? Alla svenska tjejer är lätta, eller hur? Haha, nej. Men du är utlänning. De kanske tänder på det. Jag hoppas det. Nu ska jag av. Hej då. Alright, so... getting pretty long this one, but we're gonna take a language point anyway, and we're gonna take this sentence. Nu ska jag av. Well, it is weird because there is no verb, and I guess it's not actually grammatically correct. But this is how we say it when we talk. So yeah, today's language point is. Actually not about that. I'm pretty tired. It's about adjectives agreeing with numbers. And yeah, that can be tricky in Swedish. In English, the adjective doesn't change. In Swedish they do, and not just due to number, also gender, and also something called definitiveness. A definitiveness or whatever. I don't even know what it is. It's pretty hard. But today we're only going through the number part. In the conversation we had the example Swedish girl and Swedish girls. So in Swedish, Swedish girl is in singular would be svensk tjej. And in plural, Swedish girls, svenska tjejer. So, you add an A to the adjective, svensk, svenska. And let's take some examples. A tall man. En lång man. Tall men. Långa men. A hot girl. En snygg tjej. Hot girls. Snygga tjejer. A red car, en röd bil. Red cars, röda bilar. So just add an A on the adjective. But there is something you need to be aware of. You can't just add an A if the adjective is in neuter gender. You only add the A to the common gender adjective. But since an adjective is neuter gender, an adjective in neuter gender usually just has an added T. You can just remove that T to make it common gender and replace it with an A, the word green is grön in common gender and grönt in neuter gender. So you just remove the T and add an A to make them plural, gröna, like this. A green tree, ett grönt träd. Green trees, gröna träd. A nice smile, ett fint leende. Nice smiles, fina leenden. Well, I guess it's harder than doing nothing at all to the adjectives, as in English. But I think it's okay. It's much more tricky to make nouns plurals. Well, about that, we don't take that this time. Some point in the future, there are some rules, but we'll go through that some other time. Well, this was all for today. Goodbye, have fun. Ha det gött alla nötter. Ciao.